Hello, welcome to Part of the Bus, the podcast that talks everything Scottish football from up and down the country. Finally, all the leagues have about to start. This is the final preview that we're going to do for our Scottish Pyramid League reviews, and this is on the North Caledonian Football League. Now, I know we're well into August now that this is starting, so let's get right into it. So, North Caledonian is Tier 6, sits on the same level as the East, West, South, the Midlands and the North Junior. It also combines in with the Midlands and the North Junior to have a playoff place to get into the Highland League. So there is something to play for, obviously, in regards to that. So let's have a wee look into this, and we'll go through it for this season. So the teams are made up, first of all. So you've got Alness United, you've got Bonner Bridge, you've got Clatnacardine Reserves, Fort William, Golspie Sutherland, Halkirk United, Invergordon, Inverness Athletic, Loch Ness, Orkney, St Duthis and Thurso. So there are your teams for the North Caledonian. Obviously last season Loch Ness were the champions. They won that league by 4 points in the end. Unfortunately, they were ineligible to go into the Highland League playoff because they also didn't have the correct SFA licence, which meant that Strathbay Sissel stayed up in the Highland League and nobody went up and down. Last season also had Fort William were in this league, they're still in this league. They probably one of the most famous non-league teams in the country, just with the poor form that they had whilst being within the Highland League. They turned themselves around. They got 15 wins, finished third in the league, 45 points. It's not a bad season considering it was their first season really since being relegated. Probably fancy themselves maybe to be pushing on. Obviously Loch Ness probably still our favourites. The team with not only that but the best kits within the within probably Scottish football as well. So yeah, they're the teams that are going to be in this league. Obviously most of them around the Inverness, really north of Scotland. Fort William just a wee bit further south. I've got the fixtures here as well. So it all kicks off on August the 12th. So it's just quite late compared to some of them. I mean, the Lowland League started on the 22nd of July. So the 12th of August, you've got All Nation United at home to Inverness Athletic. You've got Clatnacardine at home to St Duthis. Fort William at home to Bonner Bridge. You've got Golspie Sutherland at home to Invergordon. You've got Halkirk United at home to Thurso. It says that Loch Ness were meant to play Orkney, although that game has been postponed at the moment. You've got the 19th, a few days later. You've got Fort William are at home to Orkney. You've got Invergordon are at home to Halkirk. You've got Inverness Athletic at home to Bonner Bridge. You've got Loch Ness are at home to Clatnacardine. St Duthis are at home to Golspie Sutherland. And Thurso are at home to Alness. So your first two games of the season. As I said, we don't know maybe that much about the North Caledonian League. I think having Loch Ness in there gives a little bit more highlight to the league. Fort William being there as well certainly does. Again, so in regards to players who's had a good pre-season and thing like that, I'll be honest, I don't really know. I quite fancy that probably is going to be Loch Ness. Probably is going to be champions, although I wouldn't mind if Fort William had maybe got their, hopefully we've got their act together a wee bit, just to make it a little bit interesting as well. Obviously Fort William have also got the SFA licence, which means that they would be able to actually go into the playoff. Actually the other team in this league that does have the SFA licence is Golspie Sutherland as well, although to be fair last season, well they finished 6th last season, they were only 3 points off where Fort William finished. So yeah, anything's certainly possible. If I was picking one, I'm going to go with Fort William to win the league. That's who I would pick to win the North Caledonian League. If there is anybody listening to this and you've thought you've just run right through the league with a basic rundown, it is all we know. Please don't hesitate in dropping us a private message and get us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Mastodon, just in case the arse falls right out of Twitter, we're on that as well. Don't hesitate, give us a call. Give us a DM, I should say, and we'll get in touch. And what we'll do is we can then get someone on, come on, we can have a chat, get a wee bit going into this league that little bit further. Because again, these leagues in Scotland are some of the best in the country. So certainly get in contact with us. We'll be happy to discuss this further and give the leagues that little bit more than it deserves. And we are obviously part of the bus, and we're proudly sponsored by Sejarna, the Scottish independent clothing brand with a Swedish soul that's designing clothes for on and off the terraces. As a part of the boss listener, get yourself 10% off. Go on to their website, use promo code PARTOFTHEBOSSPOD, it's in the show notes as well. And what you'll be able to do is you'll get 10% off all your orders as well, okay? So again, thank you very much. As I said, it's just a small rundown of the North Cali League. And hopefully we can talk a bit more as the season goes on as well. So thank you very much for listening.